The Choros Perek Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2 more on sort of the practicalities of buying animals and not being certain exactly if they're first-time mothers or not. So we had back in the previous Perek, we had these cases where you sort of left these two foreign animals at night, came back in the morning, and you discovered that, you know, they were offspring, you don't know which belongs to whom. So it's possible that weird things happen. It's possible that the baby is nursed from not their mother, or that a non-mother adopts a baby, or that a cow or goat or a sheep, you know, that the goat or sheep starts lactating and producing milk, even though it never gave birth at all. All these things are possible, but they're highly unlikely. And therefore, the point of our mission is really straightforward. It's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who says, essentially, you can safely assume if the mommy is treating the baby like its offspring, that is its offspring, and no need to sort of conjure uncertain scenarios, making stuff like we treat it as a vada situation. That's the gist of it. Inside the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer halokech behema menika min anachri." If a person, a Jew, buys an animal and the animal is like a nursing animal, it's like a, you know, let's call it a mother and baby sheep, okay, and the mother's nursing this little lamb, enochosha shema banashal acherasaya. There's no need to be concerned. Oh, maybe it's the actual. This lactating mother isn't a first-time mother, and she never had any babies at all, perhaps, and this is like it adopted this child or something. That's theoretically possible. There is such a thing as, you know, sheep producing milk and never had babies, but no, don't think like that. It's safe to assume this is the offspring, this is the mother, this mother has another child now, the second offspring, it'll be not a bechor. Similarly, like, new paragraph, if nechnas asoch edro, a Jew walks into his flock, v'ra'es ha-mavkiros menikos, v'sh'ena mavkiros menikos. Now he sees there are some mother sheep that are nursing their baby sheep, or cows or goats. And some of those mother sheep are first-time mothers and some not first-time mothers. Okay, he didn't see necessarily which child came from which sheep. Nevertheless, enochoshe shema bana shelze ba etzolzu, and oshema bana shelzu ba lo etzolzu. You don't have to worry that there's some weird mix-up here where either the first-time mother's lamb is nursing from the second-time mother, and therefore you're going to mix up here and you're going to misidentify which is the bechor, or that, you know, that the animal that's nursing from the first-time mother is not your bechor, it's some other animal and the mother just adopted it. No need to worry about those kind of things. You call it like you see it. The first-time mother has the animal nursing from it. You assume that is the bechor. Plain and simple.